Right. My name is Karen Warren, and I'm a volunteer with the Little Ouse Headwaters Project. And today is the 4th of August 2011, and today I'm talking with Leslie Flatman at his house in Felnetham. So thank you, Leslie, for agreeing to be part of this. Now, I understand you've got a nickname, Tiddler. Does everybody call you Tiddler?
Well, not everybody, no.
No, that's
not now. I used to.
Because Margaret always calls you that.
She always do.
Yeah, she referred to you as Tiddler when I interviewed her.
She always do. She's been anybody that's met us, and I'm she say.
Right, Leslie. Perhaps we can start off if you tell me, were you actually where you were born and what house you were born in? Because I know you've been in Felnetham all your life.
Up at number 2 across Green.
Right.
Councillors.
In the council house, it's just up there in Felnetham. And what were the names of all the people who lived in your family? Because there was you had a sister, didn't you, too?
My family.
Your family. Tell me a little bit about who lived there at number 2 Cross Green when you were young.
What? My brother and sister.
Your brother and sister?
Eric. Uh-huh. My brother Eric and sister Joyce.
Right.
Well, actually, her name was Evelyn Joyce.
Right.
But she went for the second name.
And do you mind if I ask you when you were born, Leslie, what year it was?
That was the 29th, 11th, 29.
29.
I got it wrong, Anna. I was born 11th of November, 1929.
Were you? Right. So it's a long time ago, so you know a lot
now
about
the village.
Now you
know how old I am.
I would be able to work it out, wouldn't I?
82 in November.
Are you? Well done.
Yeah.
And you lived with your mum and your dad?
Yeah. All my life.
Yeah. And were there anybody else in your family living at that house? Just your mum, your dad, you, your sister and your brother?
That's all.
Yeah. Okay. And what did your dad do for a living then?
Well, they had two small holders down other in the village farms.
Oh, did they?
And he worked there.
So he worked
on
the farm?
Not like an ordinary labourer. He got a little each week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Three brothers farmed the farms down there.
Right.
Yeah.
And what families can you remember at that time? Can you remember any other families that lived around you or that you knew at that time when you were young?
Any other families?
Who did your dad work with?
Hey?
Who did your dad work with?
Ah, I worked with his two brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
And they lived in Felnetham as well?
Yeah. One at Dairy Farm and one at Slade Farm, not in the village.
Yes. And who did they work for? What was the name of the farmer? Can you remember that?
Oh, they worked for themselves.
Oh, they worked for themselves?
They farmed the land themselves.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't realise that. Okay. So
they farmed the land themselves.
So if we go back to when you were a little boy, where did you go to school then?
Up here, what's now the village hall.
Uh-huh. And what was school like? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many children were there, roughly? Can you remember?
Oh, I can't really say. Must have been several.
Yes. I think I've seen a photograph and there were about 50 or something, I think, on that picture.
Possible.
Yes.
And a photo of them up there in 1939.
Oh, yes. And
I expect they're 40 and 50. I don't know.
No, you can't remember exactly.
No.
And what sort of things did you do at school? Can you remember any of the activities you did when you were at school? The lessons or what you did at playtime?
Oh, start off with religion.
Did you? Uh-huh.
And some mornings that was history, you know, till we learned how to play history and different things.
Uh-huh.
What was it after play we got to play? Oh, I can't remember what we used to have to play. Playtime, we used to go about 10:45, forget the quarter on, and come back in at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of games did you play when you were outside with your friends?
What sort of games did we play? What, the school teach you to them?
No, just you and your friends.
We played all sorts of things.
Uh-huh.
Football, cricket, anything.
Did you?
More often than not, we used to be sitting about the meadow.
Oh, were you? Just having a good run round?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you weren't at school, did you have any jobs to do in the family or did you help on the farm?
No.
Not when you were little, it was just enjoyed being a child.
Yeah.
So when did you first start a job as such then, Leslie? How old were you when you left school?
14.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you do after that?
Went to work on my name Harbers.
Uh-huh. Was that agricultural?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in Thelneatham, was that?
Yeah. Ward farm, other end of the village.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And what sort of jobs did you have to do on the farm?
Well,
there?
I helped the stock with the pigs and, you know, for when I first there, but didn't have to do anything.
You had to do anything that was asked to do.
Yeah.
So did they have other animals as well as pigs then? Did they have cows and other animals?
They had one cow, house cow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And did they have crops as well? Did they grow crops or was it all animals?
Well, they grew crops, yes. Mm-hmm. Sugar beet, everything like they do today.
Oh, right, yeah. So things haven't changed that much then?
No.
Well, going on to crops, what sort of things did you eat? As you know, was your family meals like they would be today? What sort of things did you have for dinner?
Well, similar to today.
Because I had heard that sort of people caught some of their own food in those days and didn't buy it all from shops like we do today. Okay. Did you grow your own food at home?
Oh, yes. My father had a garden. He'd only got one arm. He lost his arm in the First World War.
Oh, my word.
My mother was brave enough to marry a man with one arm.
Goodness me.
Yeah. Yes. So he had somebody to get his garden for him for a long while. And then as my brother got older, he used to do it there and help him. Uh-huh. So I would always get on.
Uh-huh. So you grew lots of vegetables, did you?
Oh, yes.
What sort of veg did you grow?
Well, like to do today.
Everything.
Beans, peas, taters, everything.
Mm-hmm. And did you grow fruit as well?
Lettuces, radishes. Uh-huh. They had a few currant bushes and things, but otherwise there's nothing up there.
No. Is that where you learnt how to be such a good gardener?
Hey?
Is that where you learnt to be such a good gardener? Because you're a good gardener yourself. Is that where you learnt?
Well, I suppose that's bred in me, really.
Yes.
Took it off my father.
Yeah. And how did Mum cook the meals? What sort of cooker did she have? Did she have a proper cooker or how did she cook?
That was a fire. Fire. Only fire with oven inside of it, you know.
Was it? Yeah.
But as it got on, she got it different. She got a cooker and all sorts of things on.
Yes.
When it changed, times changed.
So when do you think times started to change then, Leslie? When would you say things were starting to change in your family like that?
Well, we weren't on electricity till well after the war.
Really? Goodness me.
Yeah, we weren't on electricity long well after the war.
And did you have running water?
No. We did it to finish, but not when I was a child, at a pump. Mm-hmm. Pump for all four houses.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when did
you had to go down the pile, fill the pile, carry the pile indoors.
Uh-huh. And so when did running water come? Was that before the war or after the war? Can you remember?
All come after the war.
All after the war.
Yeah.
So it was after 1945 then. It's quite...
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well after.
So how did Mum heat the house then? How did you heat your home? Was it just the open fire?
Yeah.
So was it just your main room that was heated?
Yeah. There was no heat upstairs, nothing like that.
No.
There was a fireplace in both, as a front room we call it, and a kitchen. There's a fireplace in both rooms. Yeah.
And what did you do for a bathroom?
We had a bath in a... had it anywhere, had it in the kitchen.
Right. What
sort? Well, not when I got old, we had a bath in the... what we call a cloakroom, lumber place, we call it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So was that a tin bath or had you got running water by then?
No, we had it a finish. Oh yeah, once electricity and such like come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at first you were bathing in the kitchen, were you?
Well, that's where Mother used to bath when we were children, but
yes.
Otherwise that in a cloakroom, I suppose, that's what really was at the old place.
Yeah.
About 3 foot wide, about 6 foot long, about 12 foot long, I suppose, something like that there.
Yeah. And was the toilet facility in there as well, or was that outside?
Toilet was outside. Till we got sort of modernised.
Yeah.
Yeah, toilet was outside.
Things have changed a lot, haven't they?
Gosh, good job I have.
And how did you get your fuel for the fire? What did you use for fuel for the fire?
I don't know. I believe I can hear barrel out this thing. It keep making a noise.
Does it? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
What sort of fuel? How did you? What did you use? Coal or wood? What did
coal.
You? Coal.
And wood. And wood.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where did you get that from? Did it come round on a lorry or did you just go and collect
it? I used to come round on a coal, but I used to get the wood from on farm.
Right.
Cut trees down, all sorts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Just this thing, it make a hell of a noise, you
it
know,
does,
when we're talking, it sort of get around that.
Does it? So you're better with it out. Well, if you want to put it back in again, you can tell me. I think hearing aids, sometimes they're good and sometimes they're a problem, aren't they? But just let me know if you can't hear me properly. So, how's Thelnetham changed in terms of houses? Are there more houses now?
Have it changed?
Yeah, houses. What houses?
I think it have.
Yeah.
This one here is the first one up here, the whole road to the White Horse. There was no houses.
No.
But Mary Cot there.
Mm. So when were these bungalows built? Have you got any idea when they were built?
Where I'm living now, I say in the 1960s.
Mm. Yeah.
But the bigger ones up there, the council houses, they were built when we was going to school.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yes.
But otherwise, all them ones up there were built late. They ain't been up so long, many years.
No. Okay. What about the roads? Have they changed? Are they busier or?
Not a lot. These ain't. This one ain't.
This is still quite a quiet road, isn't it?
Bit better on the top, like.
Yeah, better surface. So what was it like when you were a child then, the road surface?
Well, I was come around the tar pot, we called the tar, and pour the tar on the road, and then you'd fling the sand on, and hey, yeah.
And what sort of vehicles did they have then?
Bicycles.
Mm-hmm. There weren't many cars.
And the horse used to drag the tar pot round, we call it.
The horse dragged the tar pot round?
Hey?
The horse dragged the tar pot round.
That's it, yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd have fire in it and heat the tar.
Yes. And how did you get your wood home for heating? You said they used to cut trees down. How did you bring the wood
horse,
home?
Horse and cart.
Horse and cart.
Yeah.
Right. So what did you... Let's just go on to your life again now when you left school. What was your first job then, Leslie, when you left school? Can you remember?
My first job?
Mm.
Right, my first job.
Mm.
Clean the pigs out.
Was it?
First job, first morning I went to work.
So which farm did you work on at that time?
Right down other in the village, well, Ward's Farm.
Ward's Farm.
I don't know who lived there now, some woman lived there in the barn, I believe, or somewhere there.
Right.
I don't know who lived there.
Right. And you were still living at Cross Green Cottage?
Yeah.
Thinking about the war... what sort of changes can you think about how Thelnetham was affected by the war as you remember it?
Oh, I don't know really.
Did some of the men go away to fight in the Second World War? Do you remember people leaving the village to go to war at all?
There's some lot of the younger chaps that went to the army or Air Force, whichever they chose. Oh yes, my brother did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yes, they all. All them military age, say from 18 on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you didn't, because you were working on the farm, presumably.
Yeah. 6 years down there, and then I finished up along Margaret's father.
Did you?
Yeah, he gave me a job in 1949.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so were you working on the land all your life then, Leslie, until you retired?
Well, more or less. I worked with Margaret's father 2 months, short 26 years.
A long time, yeah, isn't it?
Margaret was only 5.
Goodness.
When I started there, but 2 or 3 months she'd be 6, and I've known her ever since. She'd known me.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what are your fondest memories of working on the farm then? What did you used to enjoy most?
Oh, I didn't enjoy a lot down at Birdles anyway.
You didn't? Why was that? Can you tell me?
It wasn't a very good boss.
Wasn't he?
No.
Oh dear.
Bullheaded.
Was he?
That was different altogether when I got along with Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was a nice man, wasn't he? I remember him.
I'd done anything on the farm. Started off only along Margaret's father was a labourer. Mm-hmm. And I got up, I used to use the horses, then I got the tractor driver, and I stacked all his corn, went through the lot.
So lots of different jobs then. What sort of things can you remember doing in the village when you weren't at work? Were there any things like they have today, like a village fete, and were there things to do in the village when you weren't at work?
Well, I had fetes and such like, but I'd never done a lot.
No.
No. Wandered about the roads.
Were you? On your own, or did you have some friends?
Oh, a whole lot. Several hours lived at Room Council Houses.
Yeah.
And a family next door had three girls.
Yes.
Were born at three of them used to go about. Perhaps it's 5 or 6 hours going down somewhere.
So it's a bit like today, really, the young people just socialising together in the evenings.
Yeah, since they got old and left school, that was a different matter.
Mm. So are there many people left in the village now from that time, or have a lot of them moved away?
Aye.
Have most of them moved away now? Are some of those people still around?
I suppose I have. There's one live at Hinderclay, one live at Garbalsham.
So they haven't gone that far then.
There's John Webb down here. He lived in the village.
Mm-hmm.
Molly. Otherwise, they're all gone.
So some stayed and some moved away.
Yeah.
Yes. How's the countryside changed in that time? Thinking about, you know, what it's like today. Are the fields bigger or?
Oh, Christ.
What's it like?
There were hedges and ditches everywhere.
Were there?
Yeah. And there was up on this road, there was one, two, there was three fields along this part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how has the wildlife changed, or is there anything different about the flowers or the animals that you see around?
Oh, yeah.
What do you notice that's different today?
The wildlife has got a bit different. There's more deer about now than what there was then.
More now?
Mm. Yeah. Otherwise, that's the same. It's much hide for them, it's many hedges for them to get in.
Uh-huh.
There can't be so many because they used to nest in the hedges and bring the young up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you think there aren't as many birds about today as there were then?
Huh?
Are there as many birds today as there were then, if you're saying there aren't as many hedges?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
That's a shame, isn't it, really? Was there a lot of woodland? Was it more wooded? Were there sort of foresty bits?
Not really.
No, not more woodland.
A little woodland down there. Well, there weren't woodland, there was grass and trees and meadows and such like.
Yes. And did you go collecting fruit and nuts and things from the hedgerows?
Oh, yes, we'll get nuts.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we could find the fruit, we used to get some.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What sort of fruit and nuts were on the hedgerows?
Yeah.
What sort? Can you remember what sort of nuts you used to collect?
Just ordinary sort of nuts you'll get on the hedgerow now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Otherwise, there weren't nothing else.
No. And were there a lot of rabbits or animals around?
Oh, there's rabbits about, yeah. Mm. There's more of them getting about now.
Mm. There's a lot of rabbits about at the moment.
There's a lot of rabbits about.
But there was a lot then as well, were there?
That was a main dinner at harvest time. They had a harvest and catch a rabbit out of the cornfield. And
yes.
I'd just bring it home. Mother used to say they didn't eat it. See, a lot of rabbit then, but now people don't eat them, don't they, like?
No, not so much, do they?
Cool.
And did they shoot birds for food as well? Pigeons and pheasants and things?
Oh, or? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So same as today, really. Same as today, really.
Yeah, oh yes.
Yes.
Nearly everybody, nearly every farm man had a gun. Off he'd go shooting. Yeah.
So your dad had a gun, did he?
He didn't to finish, but... Yeah.
Switch down on it. And what was the river like when you were little? Can you remember the river down by the ford? What was that like? Has that changed at all?
Yeah, that's about it. I didn't deep and one thing or another. It used to be just about 4 foot bank on each side.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's
used
deep.
To go across the road down there, the river.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's deeper now, is it?
That was better than it is now, I think. We used to go fishing in it.
Uh-huh.
Can't now. It's all grown up. They used to keep it clear.
Right, and you think it's overgrown now? When did that start then? When did
War.
Uh-huh.
That part of the war.
Yeah. Okay. And did it used to get flooded? Was there more?
It used to, yes. Mm. It used to get flooded in a lot of places. In the water.
Yes.
I was in the water nearly up from the river down up, nearly up the mill.
Really?
Up on the road, yeah.
Goodness me. Was that in winter time? At winter time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it flood in the summer as well, or can't you remember?
If there was a lot of rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So why is... I suppose with the river being deeper then, that it's not going to flood quite so much, is it?
Yeah, no, a lot deep, you see, that's about it, really.
Mm. Do you remember what the fens were like alongside the river? Did you used to go there at all?
Well, the same as I knew, I suppose, really.
Quite the same. Did you play it? Did you used to go and play down there?
Yeah.
Yes. And what sort of things could you collect your fruit and berries from the fen? Is that where you used to?
We never got no fruit, but you always find a few raspberry some places.
Uh-huh.
Raspberry bushes. Some down there, Hindercline, those were Margaret's, eh?
Are there? And do you remember people digging peat at all on the fen?
No.
In those days? No.
No, I can't remember them digging the peat, no.
No.
I expect that some did, but I can't remember. I never seen them do it.
No. Did people collect wood from there for their fires?
Oh, yeah. Same as they sort of do now.
Mm.
You know, hire a bit.
Each person sort of hired a bit, did
Go down there with a spade and
do
the same then as they do now.
Yes, right. And do you remember there being any fires? Did people used to set fire to the fens? Because I'd heard
Oh, Christ, yes. There was a fire down there. Somebody had set fire to the fen once, twice a year.
What, on purpose, or was
Oh, yes.
Yes. And why did they do that?
Well, it done a lot of good.
Did it?
Yeah, burnt all the old chop off, and then it all come up again.
Yes. So that was a good thing.
Yeah, but they were like, cut it. I'd rather see the fen cut like the front where Margaret and them live.
You like how that is now?
Yeah.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it? And did people cut reeds and sedge and... off the fen, can you remember any of
them? Did I cut any?
No, do you remember other people cutting?
Oh, yes. Different people cut sage.
Did they?
Yeah.
And what was that used for?
Like a sort of small hole, see, well, I had a little bit of land, a bit of corn, I made a little stack, and I used to go and get the sage to thatch the stack with.
To thatch the stack.
Yeah.
That's a dying art, isn't it? You don't see that very much now, do you? And so they used it themselves. They didn't really sell it on. It was cut for themselves to use. Right, okay. And can you remember any of it being drained and ploughed up, or was it always just left as fen?
Any of what, ploughed up?
Was it ploughed up at all, the fenland?
The fen?
Yeah, they've never ploughed it up?
Not I know of.
No.
There was two little meadows down there between Thelnes and Fen and Hindercliffe Fen, what I've ploughed up, but... I don't think I went as fen, I went to the Roo Farm, I suppose.
Did they?
Pity they used to be all sorts of nice flowers gone then.
Mm. When did it start to get ploughed up? Have you got any idea when that might have been? Is that in recent times?
I don't know, really.
No. But it's after the war, quite considerably.
After the war, I've ploughed a bit up, but... Because that's not many years ago, really.
Isn't it?
No.
No.
Maybe 15, 20, something like that.
Oh, so not long ago, then.
I think they ploughed that bit up down near the mill, I'm not sure.
Hmm.
But yes, of course it did.
What do you remember about the mill when you were younger?
The mill?
Yes.
That was working when I was born that time, but... After that went, fell to pieces like garlic.
Yes.
Then they done it up and they are.
Yeah. So did your mum used to buy her flour there when you were a child or?
No.
So where did she get her flour?
up and all the shop up here.
Right, so there were shops.
And she had a grocer come round, mm-hmm. Co-op used to come round.
Yes, I remember Molly mentioned that when I spoke to her.
Co-op used to come round every Friday, and another one used to come to Aldridge and Bryant on a Monday. Mm-hmm. I have a shop, we had shops at Rick and Hall. Mm-hmm. Well, the co-op shop is still there.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. So there was still a co-op.
It is, yes. So there was a shop in Feldetham and a shop in Hopton.
Yes, shop top where it is now, and that's a lot better now, a lot bigger now. Mm. Yeah.
And was there a post office? Was there a post office in Feldetham?
There was in my early days, right on the corner here. Clover, what is it?
Ivy.
Is it Ivy? Ivy Cottage.
Ivy Cottage.
Mm. There's been a little post office there.
But I think Molly used to live there when she was
Molly,
a child, didn't she?
Molly know more about that than I do, because she lived there.
Yes.
I think there's a post office and her mother used to run it, I believe. Mm. Molly know more about that than I do.
Mm. And just going back to the fens, I had heard that there were quite a lot of birds on the fen. Do you remember snipe or bitterns or any sort of unusual birds that we don't see today? Did you used
no.
to see? You don't remember those? No. Molly said she didn't either, but Margaret said that she had remembered things like that. So is there anything else that you can remember about? You okay? Can you hear all right? Is there anything else that you can remember about times gone by that were really special to you in Feldetham that we haven't talked about?
No. No.
Right. So how long have you been retired then, Leslie, now?
How long have I been retired? I finished work in 1989, but I ain't retired.
Right.
What would it be? 94. Mm-hmm. So I didn't 65 and 29.
Yes.
94.
So you retired at 65.
I was 65.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you spend your days now? What have you done since you've retired?
Oh, I've done more than what I do now. Uh-huh. I've done a little work for different people. But I'll tell you one thing. There's not many men seen that. I worked with Margaret's father, well, that was Mr. Murray for a start, 26 years, 2 months short, 26 years. And when he told me I'd got to be made redundant, he cried.
Aww.
Yeah. His tears ran down the side of his face. Yeah. He couldn't help it. He told me he was getting in the red. He knew about £4,000 or £5,000, so he had to do something about it. Yeah.
This was Mr. Murray. Was this Mr. Murray?
No, he died. Mm. Mr. Murray died and left Margaret's father the tenancy of the farm because he was his manager. Left him the tenancy of the farm and he said he can't do it. He ain't got the money. So Mrs. Murray come in with him, helped him through till he got to go on his own. But then he was losing money. He said he's too old. Hell, and all at one time, he's too old to finish. He had to pay his butt off and set somebody else on who was self-employed. Yeah. Poor old boy cried.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it? So you've known Margaret all your life then, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I know her. But as she said, telling somebody time back, she's away 30 years. Away from the village 30 years. She went to college, you see, and then she got married and moved away. And then they come back down there. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely house, isn't it?
Lovely family they was.
And so today you do your garden is your main hobby
today.
Yeah,
that's my main thing. Do that for exercise.
It's very good for you, and I like seeing you on your bike in the mornings.
Yeah. So yes, I go to Hopton this morning. No, we go to this tomorrow. I go to Hopton Saturday morning. Mm-hmm.
So you go to the market on a Friday, do you, in Diss?
We just go down to Diss. I go my way and Margaret go her way. You know how it is. Have a look round the market, such like.
Uh-huh. Do you go to the auction?
No, no. Martin's auction man.
Yes.
No, we guilt of this. And when her father was alive, 10:45 was the time for us to meet at the car. But there was any time. Mm-hmm. We could when we're ready. So I'm very often there first, waiting for her, and then she comes, and home we come.
And it's so, lovely. And on a Wednesday, you go to Bury, did you say?
Mostly. I didn't go this week because I went the Monday. I had any good Monday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And that was so hot. When I got home, I fed, fed right knocked up.
Yes, that was very, very hot, wasn't
so
it?
So I thought, I aren't going Wednesday, so I didn't go yesterday.
Do you go on the bus for that?
Often, yeah.
Yes.
That's bought that new day. Had changed all the buses. There used to be one go at 9:04, another one at 11:04, another one at 1:04. Mm. Now there's one at 9:04, and another one at 12:20.
Right.
And there used to be one to come home every. We used to get there about 10, come home 11:30. 1:30, but now it's 12:30. If you're around, you get home at 11 o'clock.
So do you leave your bike up at Hopton?
I leave my bike at church.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
So just last thing, how important was the church in Thelmeatham compared to what it is now when you were younger?
Oh, it was very important, wasn't it? I think. Children always go to church then. Mm-hmm. There was Sunday school. We had to go to Sunday school. No, but that's how we aren't going. Mother and father say, you've got to go. We might as well. Sunday school.
Had to put your Sunday best on, did you?
Yeah. Then when you come out of Sunday school, you always go trotting across to the church. At Sunday school's held at the rectory, what is now called a manor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you had to go across to the church after
that's
Sunday
it.
School.
Yeah. Families are different then, I don't know. All used to go to church, but all a hell of a lot. Because if the mother and father went, the children had to go.
Of course, yeah. And was that every week?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Every Sunday. We sat to church in the morning and again in the evening.
Twice a day. Well,
I didn't think much of it, but I had to go.
I suppose the Sunday dinner was a good bit in the middle of it somewhere.
Hey?
I suppose having Sunday dinner was good in the middle of it somewhere.
Oh, yes. Then we used to go for a walk Sunday afternoon. Mother and father used to take us out for a walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what did you have for your Sunday dinner?
Oh, I don't know. Roast beef, I think.
Uh-huh.
All good dinners. My mother was a good cook, and I sort of took after her. I still do the same sort of things.
Are you a good cook?
Well, for myself. Mm-hmm. I am for myself, as would be other people too, but
yes.
I don't cook things like other people cook.
No, but you look after yourself really well, I can see that.
Oh, Christ, yes.
Well, thank you for that, Leslie. I think I've really enjoyed talking to you, and it's been very nice of you to welcome me into your home, and
yeah.
Lovely to see your beautiful garden. So, thanks very much. Thank you.